Joining us now to talk about Wisconsin's Season of Civility campaign is the Reverend Scott Anderson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, a position that he has held since 2003. He's also been with the National Council of Churches on the Governing Board and Executive Committee, and served also on the California Council of Churches. He was Associate Director. And he is with us this hour to talk about this very interesting campaign. In their statement on May 21st, they said, from the perspective of Wisconsin's religious community, the current political environment is unacceptable in our public life. Reverend Scott Anderson, thank you very much for being with us. Hello.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Bill Bradley, Senator Bradley, said toward the end of the last half hour that if we didn't have compromise in this country, which we appear not to have right now, we wouldn't have a country and we wouldn't have a constitution. And yet it's one of those words that's hard to see put into action right now. Why is that the case? What do we do about it?
Well, I think part of our problem is there's no safety in the public square for people to talk honestly about their opinions, whatever they may be.
Mm.
One of the major roles of religious communities in the public square is to encourage and facilitate, to nurture civil, life-giving, vital conversation on public issues, particularly among people who disagree, and we have thousands of religious congregations all over Wisconsin that are not red or blue, but bright purple. Right now, because of the climate in our state, the ability to have those kinds of conversations are completely shut down. I think one of the reasons that you've seen an incredible diversity of religious leaders step forward this week and say, we need to do better than this, and we want to, in our own life as religious communities, begin to model a different way of being in conversation about public issues than what we're seeing in the media.
So what do you intend to do? Model that from the pulpit or have an advertising campaign? How are you going to do this?
Well, our goals right now are fairly modest. One of the things we're going to be doing is producing some resources for pastors this fall and encouraging them to preach on the subject of civility. We anticipate that the fall election campaign is going to be just as divisive as the recall elections are right now. And so for pastors to begin to talk about, what does that look like? What does it mean to model patience and integrity and humility and mutual respect in our conversation with one another, particularly with those with whom we disagree? So that's one piece. Another is we're going to invite, we hope, 100 congregations in the state to be trained on some methodology about talking with people across the partisan divide. And we're going to be using some resources produced by Parker Palmer, well-known in Wisconsin, who's a Quaker, has written a number of books on this topic over several decades. He has a new book out called Healing the Heart of Democracy, The Courage to Create a Politics Worthy of the Human Spirit. And we're going to train pastors and lay leaders around the state later in the summer to use Parker's methods to begin to bring Republicans and Democrats together in congregations and to begin to try to model a different way of being in relationship with one another than what we're seeing in the public square. And then ultimately, we want to invite the wider community to share in that kind of conversation. So the religious community wants to return to what I think our most important role is in the public square, and that is to be a facilitator of civil, life-giving conversation, particularly among people who disagree.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think the media could do better in this regard. I finally this week, I'm a bit of a political junkie, and I read political blogs all the time. And this week I decided I am no longer going to read the comments section of these political blogs because what you hear is just awful.
Yeah.
It's really nasty, nasty. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think the best role for the media to play is to be a kind of watchdog and to, tease out what is the truth in political ads, for example. you know, I lift up, for example, I think we've got some good media outlets in Wisconsin doing very good work around this. I think about the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, their PolitiFact, which is a kind of fact-checking of claims and counterclaims from the candidates, which I think is a pretty fair-minded, reputable way to try to tease out what's really going on here. In the electronic media, not only Wisconsin Public Radio, but I think of WISC-TV in Madison and their reality check segment. The last few nights they've been running a kind of critique of both of the gubernatorial ads and, you know, what is truth and what isn't truth. And that's a really important role for the media to play. And I think when it's done well, we need to lift it up and celebrate it. And when it's not done well, we need to call the media to account, to take on that role, which is its role, I think, the most important role it plays in the public square.
We also then have a responsibility, and I don't know how we accomplish that, to get people to watch that, to get people to listen to those outlets.
True. Yeah, and I mean, we're going to do our small part. I think the Journal Sentinel PolitiFact section, we're going to be lifting that up in the fall. And encouraging the religious community to turn to that resource, for example, which I think is very fair-minded. It's an equal opportunity critiquer of both Republicans and Democrats, trying to ferret out what the truth is in the advertising environment we're in. I think we need to not only critique the media, but also applaud when they're doing their job. And I think there are a lot of media outlets in Wisconsin that are doing their job well.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take on the issue? Bradley was talking a lot about, and it's a big issue for him, the huge amount of money, so that the political ads, you probably feel the same way most of us do. I can't believe how many political ads there are right now. It's in the course of 2 minutes, they're all political ads.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, here's what we need to do together to make our state a better place. There's something entirely different. I mean, some of them are that way. But what kind of tone does that set, and can you take that on, or should you? Do you want to take that on?
Well, I think, you know, that's an issue. It's an important issue that we're concerned about, but that's going to be a long-term piece of work. It's not going to happen before November of this year. But clearly, money is playing a perverse role in the political system right now. I think the best we can do in the short term is, well, I think of the example of last week, for example, in the Romney campaign. There was a super PAC that was cooking up a rather race-baiting campaign regarding the president and former pastor, and this was all sort of revealed on the front pages of the New York Times last week. And then Governor Romney himself came out and said, this is not what we're going to do. This is not the way we're going to run our advertisement. And I really applaud that. I applaud the New York Times for doing its job well and ferreting out, you know, sort of the dark side of our political life. I think that's an important role of the media. And I applaud the Romney campaign for saying, we want to take the high road here. And I think we have to hold candidates accountable for these third-party super PAC ads. And things are going to heat up in the fall. You know, Wisconsin's a light blue or a state, if you will. It's a swing state. And in the heat of the campaign, you know, people do perverse things. And we have to hold the candidates themselves responsible for these ads. I think the day is over when we can allow any candidate for any office to say, well, those ads are not my responsibility. They have been run by people over which I have no control. That is an unacceptable answer from this point forward. Every candidate needs to be held accountable for any ad that's been run. And the fact that Governor Romney can call into account this third-party super PAC, I think, is a good illustration that it can indeed happen.
Maybe indeed we do need to be guided by the thought we can all do better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go to phone calls. Our number is 800-486-8655. Reverend Scott Anderson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, is with us to talk about the just-launched Season of Civility. calling upon the citizens of our state to enter such a season with all the partisan rancor of the current recall campaigns and the divisiveness of the fall election cycle, which that one really hasn't totally begun yet. Let's go to Andy in Lake Geneva. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Joy.
It's Kathleen.
I think the reason that there's and the pastor, there's this gridlock is because nobody wants to face the elephant in the room relative to Wisconsin. It's irrelevant who's going to be governor. This state is in deep trouble, and it's almost unsolvable. You've got Milwaukee as one of the 10 poorest cities in the United States. You have the number one employer being Walmart, followed by 10 government agencies effectively in the University of Advocate Healthcare. And so and then you have politicians in both parties incapable of understanding how to fix these type of problems because they're from a yesteryear. And so the reality of this gridlock is that there's an intuitive sense that Wisconsin is the Titanic, and there's a rearranging of deck chairs, and the good pastor here is singing "Nearer My God to Thee." I mean, that's the reality. You're not going to hear any politician talk about the truth of this state.
Reverend Anderson.
Incumbent upon the voters of Wisconsin to raise up mature political leaders to address the intractable problems we're facing. This is our responsibility to not only exercise our conscience in the way we vote, but to really encourage the best of our citizens, the most mature, capable of our citizens, to enter politics and to provide the kind of leadership we need right now. So I hear that challenge, but I think that's up to us as citizens of this state to raise up a new generation of leaders who can tackle our problems and are committed to do so. I've been very impressed with two state senators, Tim Cullen, a Democrat from Janesville, who's a Roman Catholic, and Dale Schultz, who's a Republican from Richland Center, who's an Episcopalian. And they, in my mind, have been going around the state doing this dog and pony show, if you will, to say to one another and their constituents, you know, we can disagree with one another without being disagreeable in a civil way, but more than that, we can actually work together. And I think the kind of spiritual maturity that those two men are exhibiting, the kind of character that they're exhibiting, is exactly the kind of character that we need in our political leadership in Wisconsin these days. And so there are examples out there of the kind of leadership that can help address the problems we're facing. But it's up to us citizens to raise up those kinds of people.
Thanks, Andy. Tim and Ladysmith, hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I applaud the Reverend's efforts to raise this issue. Unfortunately, I think the problem with America is America has lost its moral foundation. Even the dialogue that we hear at election time, people seem to imagine the government is the savior of the world, that it can solve every problem. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we are a deeply divided country, and one of the problems we have with dialogue is people have lost their civility because people basically have lived under moral relativism. I mean, even I do a lot of blogging. I'm on blog sites. You can't have a civil conversation anymore with people. Even if you speak something out of genuine sincerity, somebody will come out and say, oh, you're spewing forth hate.
Right.
So there's this suppression of even dissent or dialogue in our country, and people seem to like it. They like to stir up strife and division, and I'm not sure how you cure it other than a revival of our nation and a humility, which I don't see. So I'll take my answer up.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, I mean, very good point, and I think that's precisely the role that the religious community would like to play is helping to teach our citizenry this kind of skills that are needed to talk with each other in the midst of our disagreements. And, that's the best of what the religious community has to offer. And I think our hope is, as we finish the recall campaigns and begin to gear up for the fall election cycle, that we're going to try to reclaim some of that in terms of our own house and the religious community and offering some skills, some safety. You know, I really want to emphasize that, and I think this underscores the point of the caller, that that there is no safety in the public square right now for people to express themselves in a heartfelt, honest way. That's a good role for the religious community to play, to create those kinds of safe spaces, those arenas where we can really have a deeper conversation than we can have in the blogosphere.
And it doesn't mean that we can't have a spirited debate about the issues.
Absolutely.
But as you write in the statement about this call for a season of civility, what we have now is rampant, and I quote, disrespect, disinformation, distrust, and perhaps most importantly, disregard for the interests and ideas of others.
Yeah, I mean, that's our current situation, and, you know, I think, like Bill Bradley, I think we can do better than that. And the religious community in the state wants to play a constructive role to help us move in that direction.
More phone calls momentarily. Here's how you reach us, 800-486-8655. Reverend Scott Anderson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, is our guest this half hour. They had a public release of a statement calling for a season of civility earlier this week. It's a year-long season. Actually, maybe it's a lifelong season. It's a project by the Wisconsin Council of Churches, the Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee, and other local partners. They'll provide resources, training opportunities for clergy and other congregational leaders from many denominations and faiths to practice respectful conversations among people of differing political persuasions. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hour two of our program this Thursday, Buddy Guy will be with us. Buddy Guy, born in 1936, dirt poor in Lettsworth, Louisiana. He's considered among the best blues guitarists alive today. He lives in Chicago. He'll be with us and we'll hear some of Buddy's music. Hour two of our show. Back to phone calls now. Tony in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Thank you, Pastor, for pointing out that Representative Cullen and Representative Dale Schultz, I happen to be a Democrat, a left-wing Democrat, and I was concerned about Dale Schultz until I saw that he did not step in a closed room with Governor Walker, and pulled what I believe are illegal laws that were passed. It shouldn't have been done behind closed doors. And Dale Schultz was wise enough not to step in that room. And again, Pastor, I thank you, and God bless you for what you said about both Mr. Cullen and Dale Schultz.
Well, thanks. And I do think, there are issues that both, in terms of the positions of both of Mr. Cullen and Mr. Schultz, that we may or may not disagree with or agree with. But I want to lift up, I think, the kind of character, the kind of leadership character, the kind of spiritual maturity, their desire to kind of live out the faith that they proclaim, from my perspective, that I think we need to see more of in the political leaders of our state at all levels. And they are really offering a countercultural witness, if you will, to our state. And I think as citizens, we need to invite more of our legislators, more of our political leaders to exhibit that same kind of character. And I really applaud that.
And Tony, thanks. Barb in Fond du Lac, hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you. I don't know the speaker's name, but this is a discussion that so needs to be held. And you lifted up a couple of senators and representatives from our state who you feel would be exemplary. And I would just like to add Jessica King and Mr. Hint from Oshkosh, because I heard them speak last night, and they do exemplify this whole idea of civility and working across the aisle and solving the problem. Congratulations for having this show and for this effort through the churches. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb.
Yeah, that's great to hear that there's another example. And I know there are a number of legislators who hold the same kind of character. So I think that's a sign of hope for us.
Mm-hmm. And I really do think it is true that there are many, many, many people of very good will who are fairly moderate people in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know what they can do to affect the political process here to get more people who share their opinions that we need this civil discourse. But it seems to me, and maybe I'm way off base, that this doesn't represent who we are. I think that's true. We want to be able to talk to each other.
Don't you think? Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And that's, as I've traveled the state meeting with pastors and religious leaders over the last year, that has been exactly my experience. I think the folks who we hear the most from in the public square are the most strident voices with the biggest megaphones.
Yes.
And I continue to believe that there is a broad swath of citizens of this state, moderately minded. They may lean in one direction or the other politically, but yearn, absolutely yearn, hunger for a different kind of dialogue, a different kind of conversation with each other. The challenge is we have to create safety for those folks to step forward so that they can speak their voice, speak the truth in love to one another, and not be clobbered in the process by the folks at the extreme. And that's, I think, what the religious community is aiming for in issuing this call for a season of civility, is to create those kind of spaces so the moderate middle, if you will, can step up and begin to speak its truth to one another and call for a higher quality of public debate than what we're seeing.
Right. Nobody should be clobbered.
Yeah.
No. Thank you, Reverend Anderson, so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
Sure. Our pleasure. You've given us ideas for future shows, too. Maybe we should have those two senators on a show and talk about moderation with people who are exemplifying moderation. Reverend Scott Anderson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, talking about the Season of Civility. It was just launched this week, and it will last a year, maybe more than that, in the state of Wisconsin. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing this, I thought, very interesting hour. And thanks to Rhonda Fanning as well for on-air production here in our studios in downtown Milwaukee. We have news coming up, and we'll have music and talk about and listen to the blues, hour number two.